Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to Reaching Higher. Andy Brown and Group Therapy kicks it off with Worth It. Love that song. Brand new music from Anthony Brown. Stay with me today. I have more great music for you. And I also pay tribute to the late, great Dr. Ricky Grundy, who passed away in Los Angeles on last week.
You thought I was to die for.
You thought I was to die. Something like this.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Come on.
Nobody but you.
Help me sing.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody but you.
When I was in trouble,
when I was in trouble,
Lord, you came.
You came to my rescue.
I want to tell you. Time, listen. Lord, you heal the sick and you raise the dead. Yes, you did. With only two fish and five loaves of bread. Guess what? 5,000 souls you fed.
If you did it back then,
you can do it again. Nobody but you, Lord.
Yeah.
would all clap and move like this. Come on, everybody. Anybody from North Carolina? Anybody from Georgia and Florida and South Carolina? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Just cause you in L.A. Come on, let's do it like we used to do. Come on, nobody. Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen. Praise him, praise him.
Tell us your name. Say it real loud.
My name is Gabriel.
Can you say it one more time real loud?
My name is Gabriel.
Because the noise in the back is the drums and the piano lesson that's going on. Tell people what you study here at the Burgess School of the Arts.
Piano.
You study piano? Do you like piano?
Yes.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Burgess.
Miss Burgess? Okay. I really appreciate it. Do you like studying piano?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Gabriel. Go to www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Again, www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Thanks for your support in advance. Thank you, Gabriel, that studies piano with us. We'll see you next Tuesday for your lesson. We are grateful to be working with so many talented children in the Tampa Bay area and the Washington, D.C. area. Give us a call if you're interested in lessons at 813-313-0489. I met Dr. Ricky Grundy probably in the 80s at the Gospel Music Workshop, where we were both involved with the GMWA Mass Choir. One of the best pianists I ever heard in my life. He had a major career before his passing on July 27, 2015. He started his music career with Sparrow Records in 1988, releasing Spirit Come Down. I'm going to play that one for you in a few minutes. Grundy was born January 30th, 1959 in Los Angeles, California. He graduated from high school at 15 years old and went to the University of Southern California to study music at a conservatory. His music career started in 1988 with the release of Spirit Come Down, and it charted on Billboard Magazine's Gospel Albums chart at number 22. The subsequent album, Ricky Grundy Chorale, was released in 1990, and it placed number 10 on the same chart. Let's hear some music from Ricky Grundy, the late great Ricky Grundy, and this one is called Spirit Come Down.
Mm-hmm. I'm holding on to my belief. Someday my spirit will be set free. Living in the world, who can be trusted? Can heaven really be on earth? From my heart, I'll keep on giving. When the odds are tearing me apart, but through it all, I'll hold my head up high. He promised me a blessing, and standing here on solid ground.
Of the late great Dr. Ricky Grundy as we pay tribute to him, who passed away July 27, 2015. Dr. Grundy worked in movies. He worked in television, did commercial scores and scores for movies. Movies like Happy Feet 2, This Christmas, The Lady Killers, Prince of Egypt, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, and many more. Gospel music history notes his collaboration with Minister Keith Pringle and the Pentecostal Community Choir that produced many hits. One blockbuster came from their collaboration through the years, and that song is Call Him Up. If you confess the Lord, call him up. one of the biggest songs in the history of gospel music. And I'm going to play that one right now in tribute to Ricky Grundy.
Can I take you back? And it goes a little bit like this.
Tell us your name.
My name is...
Say it real loud.
My name is Gabriel.
Can you say it one more time real loud?
My name is Gabriel.
Because the noise in the back is the drums and the piano lesson that's going on. Tell people what you study here at the Burgess School of the Arts.
Piano.
You study piano? Do you like piano?
Yes.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Burgess.
Miss Burgess, okay. I really appreciate it. Do you like studying piano?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Gabriel. Go to www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Again, www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Thanks for your support in advance.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled, How to Release God's Power in Your Life. You've probably lived long enough now that you know life comes with its ups and downs. You have good days and bad days. On the good days, there is no problem you can't face. On the bad days, it seems like there is one big challenge after another. Those days, you can feel so weak and overwhelmed. It's as if God is distant and no help can be found. The truth is, though, God is closer to you in those times than you realize and ready to give you His power that you need to face those terrible days. You just have to learn how to tap into that power. And today, Joyce wants to show you how to do just that. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching, How to Release God's Power in Your Life.
Faith is in us, but it must be released. You understand me? It's no good to say I'm a woman of faith or a man of faith if you're not releasing your faith. You have to release it. And I believe that we can release our faith in three ways: by praying, by saying, and by taking God-inspired action. By praying, by saying, the confession of your mouth is very powerful, or by taking God-inspired action. When you follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you're releasing your faith. You're believing that God's way is greater than your way, and you're going to follow Him and do what He says to do, even though maybe you don't quite understand it. You know, life can sometimes be rather violent. I think most people today would say that we live in a rather violent society. You hear about all kinds of horrific things happening on a regular basis. A man can think he's going to retire at a certain job and all of a sudden lose that job. A young woman with three children is diagnosed with cancer. A teenage girl gets pregnant. There's a shooting at school. On and on and on and on. A hurricane destroys a town and suddenly someone's parents or friends have no home. We need to help them, but we feel pressured because we really need a lot of help ourselves. There's no extra money. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do? You know, I think the worst question, the dumbest question, excuse me, but the dumbest question that we ask when we're in trouble is, what can I do? The question to ask is, what can God do? Not what can I do, but what can God do? With man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. God's always got a way. God's always got a plan, no matter how violent society gets. We can be more violent in the spirit. Matthew 11, verse 12. I really want to build your faith today in the power of simple, believing prayer. Actually, I kept this book until now to tell you about. I wrote this book a few years ago, but I had them bring copies of it this weekend. It's called The Power of Simple Prayer. You see, I think we complicate prayer. And prayers don't have to be long. They don't have to be eloquent. They don't have to be fancy. You don't have to be in a certain position or a certain posture. You don't have to be in a quiet place. And when you learn how simple prayer is, that it's just like breathing and it needs to be part of everything that you do, where you have this continual conversation, this continual fellowship with Christ, that's what intimacy with God is. If you want to be intimate with God, then you don't just only talk to Him when you have a disaster. You realize that without Him, you are a walking disaster. And you don't just wait until you have trouble to pray. You pray ahead of time that you come not into temptation. You pray ahead of time. If something happens today that I'm not expecting, God, I pray that You would help me be stable and represent You well. There's so many great things to pray for yourself and for people. You know, I got up this morning at, 20 after 6. And so I got over here about 20 to 10, And I can safely say that by the time I got here, I'd already been praying 3 hours. Now, that could sound so spiritual, but not once was I on my knees. Not once did I have my hands folded or my head bowed. Not that that's wrong. That's great to take time to do that, too. But I was just praying my way through everything that I did. I was praying for you. I was praying for me. I was praying for strength as I put out strength. I prayed for my kids. I prayed for our partners. You know, if we would just learn how valuable this simple, powerful prayer is. Do you know what makes prayer powerful? Believing. Just simple believing. And have you ever noticed that the devil wants you not, even if you pray, the devil wants you not to believe that it's doing any good. Do you ever feel that when you pray? I do. It's like, devil, when are you going to shut up? I'm going to pray. But I'll hear this little lie. They ain't doing any good. They ain't doing any good. They ain't doing any good. You know why? Because sometimes we think, well, I didn't feel anything, had no goosebumps, didn't feel anything warm, didn't feel a breeze. Come on, am I telling the truth? Yeah. But to be committed to a life of prayer, whether you feel anything or not, if you pay attention, you'll see the results of your prayers everywhere. Everywhere. Matter of fact, it might do you good to keep a little journal, and every time you notice that God's answered a prayer that you've prayed, and sometimes he answers them after you've forgotten that you prayed it. Jesus left us his name. And we can go to the Father in his name. And the Bible says in the Amplified Translation that when we go to the Father in Jesus' name, we are presenting to God all that Jesus is. What a powerful tool. Every failure is a prayer failure. I think I could even go so far as to say to not pray is sin. Don't overly spiritualize it to where you make it something that it's not. Don't ever say, well, when I pray, I'll pray about that. Just pray. Pray right now. Prayer just means asking. That's what it means, asking. Or making a demand, a reverent demand on what is already yours and is already in the bank for you. When you pray, it's like using your debit card against an account that never runs dry. Come on. Man, you'd all get so excited if somebody said, I'm going to give you this debit card. There's no limit on how many times you can use it. No matter how many times you use it, the account never runs dry. I mean, we'd be at that bank ATM every time we turned around. How many of you need this encouragement about prayer today? You know, sometimes it's the simple foundational things that we let go of that are so important. There's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. Even if you just notice that the enemy is aggravating you, just simply say, Jesus. That's enough to get rid of him. Use the name of Jesus. Speak the name of Jesus. Matthew 11:12, I love this. And from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault. And violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Wow. So if you study both of those words, violent, in the Greek, they mean two different things. They're two different Greek words. The kingdom of God has suffered assault and attack, which it has, by the enemy and his demonic host. He's always attacking God's people, trying to keep them from growing, trying to keep them from being obedient, trying to keep them down. But the violent, and that word means the energetic. I'm so tired. I need somebody to encourage me. Well, you know what? If you don't have anybody, then stir yourself up in the Lord. You know, when I hit about Saturday morning in these conferences, and you got to understand, this is not my first rodeo here. I mean, I've been doing this for years and years and years and years and years. And I'm telling you, sometimes by Saturday morning, I am like, well, how do I get from that mess to what I show up like? Not because you're all in my hotel room encouraging me. I'm in there by myself. Totally by myself. So tired I can't hardly see, wondering if my brain is going to work, not feeling at all anointed. But you can encourage yourself. You can stir yourself up in the Lord. And if you're always waiting for somebody else to make you happy, come on, take responsibility for your own joy. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, our Cardinal baseball team is in the playoffs, and of course, you know, Dave's a fanatic, baseball fanatic, golf fanatic, football fanatic. If it bounces, Dave loves it. And you know, when I get home from my conferences, I need a little TLC, and I always want to go get a hot meal, and I'm pretty tired, so it's important to me who I'm with, because I want to be with somebody that's not going to require much out of me, you know, and even somebody that I don't have to talk too much if I don't want to, because believe it or not, by the time I leave here, I'm just talked out. So, I get none of that today. Because when I get home, my son is picking my husband up at the airport with his Cardinal shirt, with his Cardinal hat, and they are leaving me there and heading down to the ballpark. So I told Dave, now I've got to rent a friend to have lunch. And Lord have mercy, I can remember when that would have made me so mad. I would have been so mad at him. I would have ruined yesterday, today. I would have ruined tomorrow. I would have been mad into the middle of next week. And although we should strive to make one another happy, my joy is not his job. And what I just said right now can save you 1,000 days of misery. If you just realize that when you let somebody else steal your joy, you are playing right into the enemy's hands. Amen? So I got somebody to go to lunch with, and I'm going to take them and buy them a present. And you know what? When you stop thinking about yourself all the time and start doing things for other people, the devil cannot keep you down. He cannot keep you down. So, the energetic, the kingdom of God has suffered violent assault, but the energetic take it by force. Don't be too lazy to pray.
Oh, the glory.
Let it now feel this place.
your presence, Father. We need your presence. Let your presence, Father, be revealed in our lives. Let your presence, let your presence. Oh, your presence, Lord, be revealed in our lives. Oh, hallelujah.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go.
Yeah. David said with me, say, I've seen you. And I want you to work. Some of you need to close your eyes right now. Talk to the Lord and tell him, I've seen you. And I want you to work in me. Said, said, said. You to do the same thing. I'm tired of being the way I used to be, Lord. I've seen you working in others, and I want you to work in me. Have your way in me, Lord. See you working in others, and I want you to do the same. Hey, 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 hey. And I want you to work.
God is still seeking worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Bishop Winans, for that worship and song. And prior to that, Karen Clark Sheard with a worship and song. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. We thank God for the life and ministry and talent of Dr. Ricky Grundy, absent from the body but present with the Lord. May God bless your family, and may you rest in heavenly peace.
I'm holding on to my belief. Someday my spirit will be set free. Living in the world, who can be trusted? Can heaven really be on earth? From my heart, I'll keep on giving. When the